This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin. And this week I'm talking with Doug and Eileen Leunig about Big Picture Peoria. They're presenting an all-day street festival tomorrow in Peoria's Warehouse District, followed by a film festival at the Peoria Riverfront Museum. Doug, Eileen, welcome back.
Thank you.
Hi, Nathan. Good to be here.
I think we should start with the obvious question, which is, what is Big Picture Peoria, and what are you hoping to accomplish with the event?
We're gesturing it to each other about who should say something. We usually take turns, and this is my turn. So Big Picture Initiative, it was formed to raise funds so that we could actually create living wages for artists. One of our major focuses is to get artists in front of kids in community centers and in after-school programs at the Peoria Public Schools. But ultimately, we also want to create a more vibrant community with murals around the city, public art around the city. And those are the main focuses of what we started. And we decided a mural festival, or an arts festival, I'm sorry, is more accurate, because we wanted to include all the arts and show by example how they can change the face of Peoria.
And so the street festival tomorrow morning includes a whole range of activities. There's live mural painting, as you've talked about, the chalk art, live music. But I am especially interested in the paint fling. What is this? What can people expect?
The paint fling is an idea that seems to catch everybody's attention. It's a fun activity. The city owns a building in one of the festival blocks, and they very kindly have said, we can use that building as an art canvas. So the paint fling, people will be able to come up and get a mini super soaker filled with paint and squirt it on one side of the building to create a big, giant, abstract work of art. And then after the festival, after the paint has dried, we're going to go back in and use a stencil created by local artist Chelsea Tams to put Hello Peoria on the side of the building. And that will be a nice then gateway into the city as you come in.
You know, thinking about things like that and the chalk art, and there's a paint by numbers mural, it feels like there's a real attempt on your part here to get the community very directly involved in, you know, a hands-on way by participating in the creation of the art.
I think most people think that the arts are all about people that are famous because they've spent their entire lives doing something, and a lot of people don't feel they have a creative bone in their body. We hear that all the time. But our contention is everybody is creative. They just don't allow themselves to express that. So our attempt in doing the paint by numbers and the community murals is to let people have the opportunity to feel like an artist by doing some very simple things. In the community mural paint by numbers, we are actually letting people paint inside the line. It's no longer going outside the box. It's inside the lines. But that also lets you look at what you've done, stand back and look at it and say, oh, this is kind of cool. And the other community mural is also a paint inside the box, but we'll let you do the zigzags, polka dots, any kind of filling in that you want to do because that's what you feel to do.
One aspect of the festival that's already on display, it's already up, is the unveiling of Abraham Blue. And this is a 30-foot by 50-foot sort of blue-toned image of Abraham Lincoln. It's now on display at the County Courthouse building.
We just had the dedication this morning, which is wonderful. And I'll let Doug talk about that. Doug is the artist of that piece, and so he can speak best to that, I think.
Abraham Blue began as a $5 bill, and I put it on a scanner and then took a software called Studio Artist to texturize and color it. It is about the historic location that Abraham Lincoln started his march to the White House by standing up for the Constitution that all men are created equal. But beyond that, it's named Abraham Blue because it's about his battle with depression. Most people don't understand that it wasn't just a blue condition for him. It was a serious, even suicidal condition that he lived with. He didn't always have it in his younger years. He was a normal, functioning person. But upon the death of his first love, Ann Rutledge, he became depressed. And that stayed with him his entire time. But the important part of this is his battle with depression was helped by his openness and talking about it. He didn't hide it didn't have the same stigma. In fact, it was called melancholia back in those days, but it was depression. It was clinical depression, and he talked about it to others, and others were able to help him as best they could. He was accepting of their help, and I think that's what kept him alive more so than people who close up and are silent about their condition.
I find that interesting because this is an aspect of Lincoln that we don't read about, we don't talk about nearly as often. And in that sense, it's a useful addition to the historical record. But I also think that the mural itself is, you know, is an extremely prominent representation or reminder of this event. That mm-hmm. side of the courthouse building, that's a big space. This is going to be impossible to miss.
Yeah. And I would like to add the other element that we learned in this process, and we didn't know when we began, but we started looking deeper into Abraham Lincoln's life. But he was the first politician to embrace technology in photography and get his picture out in front of people. He also invited sculptors and painters to be a part of his world, even though he hated sitting for sculptors. He had other things to do. But he gave that importance to the arts because he knew that this is a way to get the message out. So the fact that we have now put his image in very large form on the courthouse is intended to draw attention to how the arts can make a difference in the lives of people. And in that same vein, we are looking at the arts going into the school system as being something similar to that.
We should also talk about the Big Picture Film Festival, which is taking place at the Riverfront Museum. This is a curated film festival, and it consists of short films all made by residents of the Central Illinois region.
Yeah, it's a great program. An independent film producer who lives in town here, Allison Walsh, raised her hand to organize and host the film festival. So she put out a call for artists within a 50-mile radius of Peoria and had a lot of submissions. We have three judges who have some pretty impressive experience who have reviewed the films. Helen Caldwell is one of the judges. She's a script supervisor for Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, so she's got a good eye for film. And then Mary Givens, who is a local person who is the host and creator of a show called Mike's Uncut, which features underground artists. And then a man who grew up here, now lives in Chicago, Seth Henriksen. He is the director of a film called Pottersville. So we got some good experience there to review these films, and they've made their choices for second and third place, which will be revealed on Saturday night. So.
And so how was the response to this? Were you sort of swamped in the number of entries that you got? Did it, you know, exceed what you were expecting?
I don't think, being the first year, I don't know that anybody had a real expectation of what to be expected. I think that we've had a little taste with the 48-hour film festival that the Peoria Riverfront Museum has run for 2 years, and there are always a lot of entries on that. And I think we had a comparable number of entries for this. We kind of joked because artists sometimes wait until the last minute to submit things, and we kind of talked about, well, we are a 48-hour festival kind of town, you know, create something in that amount of time. But we did have a number of entries. So,
and it's a useful reminder because I think a lot of us don't necessarily think of Peoria as a place where people are making film art. And so it's another reminder that there is much more art going on in this community than we're necessarily aware of on a daily basis.
There is a lot of local talent here, and you're right. Sometimes, you know, on a day-to-day basis, we're not all aware of that, but there are a lot of talented people here. And three of the entries in the film festival, Allison Walsh taught a video class at Peoria Public Schools this summer. And there were probably 15, 16 kids in that class, and they made three films, which will be also shown at the film festival. So here's young talent who is now getting a chance to express themselves.
And we see the creative industries, if you will, are just emerging in Peoria. They aren't just about movie making, but they are about people being able to find the 21st century skills of creativity, critical thinking, communication and collaboration as necessary skills for whatever you do. And it isn't just about painting or photography. Of course, those things already are well situated in Peoria. But we want to see Peoria be a more diverse creative community. And so we're encouraging them through things like Big Picture Festival or Initiative. And with that, people will find their own voices as how they want to express themselves.
And just stepping back a bit, how does Big Picture connect to or fit in with some of the other efforts that are going on in the downtown area, like Sculpture Walk or like the murals that have been going up over the last several years? Is there a connecting thread here?
That's a great point. I'd say one of the key connecting threads is Chuck Gabbert at his business at CT Gabbert. He raised his hand 3 years ago he wanted to put some murals on his building. And Joe Ritchie of the Prairie Center of the Arts put Chuck in touch with Doug and me. And we have been able to, since then, work on this. And there's a mural artist from the Netherlands who visits here. He was here last year, and he was doing a live mural painting on Chuck's building. And we started talking about a festival, and Chuck and Art said, let's make that happen next year. So that is one key thing. And the concept of Big Picture is collaboration. You know, Doug and I are here with you today, but if you could see behind us, you would see 50, 60 people who have raised their hands and have spent countless hours helping us make this happen. And there are different art groups that are collaborating with us on this. There is Brian Blanks, who is a director at Peoria Players in Cornstalk, raised his hand, and he is managing all the performance schedule for the day. So it's very much a collaborative effort, and they have all joined together. And so Big Picture, besides representing maybe big murals, also represents that big concept of working together, we all move this forward.
And I think in addition to that, Nikki and Jonathan Romaine of Art Inc. Just recently purchased the school of Greeley School, and they are engaged in Big Picture as well. In fact, we are now talking about a collaborative effort between them and us and our board, which is Mark and Maggie Misselhorn and Heather Ford and York Phillips, are going to sit down together and figure out how we can work together to have a synergy of sorts between all of our talents and all of our organizations to move this forward into a much more dynamic and vibrant community.
Eileen and Doug Loenig joined us to talk about Big Picture Peoria. The street festival takes place tomorrow from 10 to 6 in Peoria's Warehouse District. The Big Picture Film Festival is tomorrow night at the Peoria Riverfront Museum. Again, thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nathan.
Illinois Central College is presenting a performance by the Everly Set tomorrow night. They're a tribute to the Everly Brothers, performing numbers like Bye Bye Love, Wake Up Little Susie, along with music by other artists that were inspired by the Everly Brothers. That concert is tomorrow night at 7:30 at the ICC Performing Arts Center in East Peoria. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.